Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. There are three levels or hierarchies of angels, and three groups within each hierarchy, making nine choirs of angels. First, the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones, and after them, the dominions, virtues, and powers, and finally, the principalities, the archangels, and the angels. Now, there are three things the archangels do. They fight against the powers of evil to defend us. They announce the will of God to us, and they help to heal us. And this corresponds to the three angels whose names we know. Michael, who cast Satan into hell. Gabriel, who announced God's plan to Zechariah and Mary. And Raphael, who brought healing to Sarah and Tobit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The archangels are there to help us know the will of God. Gabriel appeared to Zechariah, telling him that God's plan was for he and his elderly wife Elizabeth to have a son and name him John. This son would then go on to prepare Israel and the whole world for the Messiah. Zechariah, however, didn't believe because he had not spent time with God in silence. When God reveals his plan through the angel, Zechariah doesn't get it and he can't accept it. So Gabriel silences Zechariah. No hearing or speech for 9 months, because Zechariah needs silence to hear God. Soon after, Gabriel comes to Mary in Nazareth to announce God's plan to her. She too is to have a son and name him Jesus, and he will be the Son of God and save the whole world from sin and death. Mary believes Gabriel because she has the habit of silent meditation on the Word of God. We would all probably like to know the will of God for us better, and we should ask Gabriel to reveal it to us. But if we're going to be able to hear, then we need to make sure that we're spending time in silent meditation on the Word of God each day. Otherwise, you won't be able to hear and respond, and Gabriel might have to silence you as well. Now, this is what I really love about the Rosary, because in the Rosary, we have the Holy Spirit and Mary, and if we ask Gabriel, then we'll also have Gabriel, all three of them, to help us know the will of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The name Raphael means God heals. He is the special archangel of healing and consolation. We meet him in the Old Testament book of Tobit, where Raphael takes on a temporary human appearance as Azarias in order to assist Tobit and his son Tobias. The intercession of Raphael leads to the spiritual healing of Tobias' future wife, Sarah, from the demon Asmodeus. And the hidden Raphael also directs Tobit to the ingredients necessary for the physical healing from blindness. And after the fulfillment of his heavenly mission, Raphael reveals his true identity to both Tobit and Tobias, saying, "I am Raphael, one of the seven holy angels who present the prayers of the saints and enter into the presence of the glory of the Holy One." As the archangel of healing, some speculate that Saint Raphael may also be the angel of the Lord referred to in the New Testament, who stirs up the waters at the healing pool of Bethesda, where John tells us an angel of the Lord went down in certain seasons into the pool, stirred up the water, and whoever stepped in first was healed from whatever disease that person had. Are you or a loved one in need of some spiritual, physical, mental, or emotional healing? Then ask Raphael to help you and to guide you in seeking healing and to strengthen you to endure cheerfully as you accept your cross and united to the suffering of Jesus to help him save souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Saint Michael is the archangel who defends us in the spiritual battle. Revelation chapter 12 tells us, "And now war broke out in heaven. When Michael with his angels attacked the dragon fought back with his angels, but they were defeated and driven out of heaven. The great dragon, the primeval serpent, known as the devil or Satan, who had deceived all the world, was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him. And now they make war on all those who keep the commandments and bear witness to Christ." I shared with you the vision of Pope Leo XIII that led him to have the prayer to St. Michael said at the end of every Mass, and when this was discontinued in the mid-60s, all hell broke loose. So, on April 24, 1994, John Paul II urged the faithful to once again recite the prayer to St. Michael regularly. He said, "Although this prayer is no longer recited at the end of Mass, I ask everyone not to forget it and to recite it to obtain help in the battle against the forces of darkness and against the spirit of this world." And that's why we conclude every rosary with the prayer to St. Michael to heed the request of St. John Paul II. And St. Faustina experienced in a profound way the help of St. Michael. In her diary, she writes, "On the feast of St. Michael the Archangel, I saw by my side that great leader who spoke these words to me. The Lord has ordered me to take special care of you. Know that you are hated by evil, but do not fear." And then he disappeared. "But I feel his presence and assistance." Well, it's not just St. Faustina. The Lord has ordered Michael to take special care of all of us, but we need to turn to him for help. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Jesus reminds us of the help of angels. They announce his conception and his birth, as well as his resurrection. And the angels help us. When Jesus is in his agony in the garden, an angel comes to bring him comfort. And the angels are warriors defending us against spiritual attack. When Peter cuts off the ear of one of the men coming to arrest Jesus, the Lord says, "Don't you know, if I asked my Father, he would send an army of angels to defend me?" If he wanted, Jesus could have summoned his angelic army to stop his arrest and suffering. I think the best way to engage the angels is to develop a friendship with them. They are real persons, angelic persons, and they're present, and they stand ready to help us. But we have to build a friendship with them, acknowledge their presence, speak with them often, thank them, and try your best to cooperate with them. I'm sure that St. Michael and my guardian angel have had a very difficult time trying to keep me out of trouble. My resolution is to try to cooperate with them a little bit better today. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
Well, I was very lucky to spend most of today getting to read, and I've been reading the Greeks. I've been reading the Iliad for the first time, and it's been very fun. But one thing it's really, really given me is this different perspective on faith, because they don't do anything without calling upon the gods. They don't do anything without praying and offering sacrifice, but I think that's the kind of awareness I wish I had for angels, because they're so confident in battle when they ask for the help of this or that god. And how much more confident should we be in just the defense of the angels, the friendship of the angels, the presence? It's just kind of inspiring to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's partially, we put it out of sight in the sense of we put down the rosary or we walk out of mass, and there's a solid line between our life and our prayer life. And I think the ideal, like the Greeks, is to blur that line so that everything is done with some sort of reminder.
Yeah, it is amazing. Often I want to say to God, if you want us to be in relationship with you and follow you, why are you invisible?
Well, it's kind of like, you wouldn't believe it. It's kind of object permanence. When you walk away from your wife and she's at home and you're not at home, she still exists. But we should have that kind of awareness, you know, in the sense that we are aware of the respect we hold for the people that we are responsible for or to. We are aware of our friends and our family when they're not around us. So why are we so forgetful of angels?
It's true.
Or our patron saints or God himself.
But I think there's a good reason why. Well, obviously there's a good reason why God and the angels are invisible. It's not like they can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if we could see God all the time and see the angels all the time and the demons and the destruction the demons are wreaking on the world, we would almost be forced to do what was good. And that they're invisible leaves us totally free to choose to do good and to love them out of complete freedom and love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's very well said.
But still, it's hard because they're invisible.
Uh-huh. Well, it's why meditations like this are... I'm glad that we always come back around to a feast day like this, because we do need constant reminders. So every day when we do a different meditation on a different subject, even when we talk about something that we've talked about before, it's usually about time that I need that reminder.
But it's amazing how we pray the St. Michael prayer every day,
uh-huh,
and yet I forget about St. Michael.
And I hate to remind you, you are called Michael.
I know.
You would think that would remind
you. Terrible. It's terrible. Well, this is really convicting me today. I've got to have a better moment-to-moment relationship with St. Michael. But thankfully, I don't just have to stick with Michael because you have Gabriel, who's there to help us know the will of God. And today, I'm really fighting off a cold. I could use Raphael's help.
Yeah.
What's your resolution for the archangels today?